and being impressed to say, "What sort of gathering's this then?"
I suppose we can call it a séance if you like. What kind of energy were you thinking about?
Just thought it was a bit quiet.
It's often quiet. We're just a group of people who get together and talk about spirit and speak to spirit.
We sort of wait for things to happen, don't we? Really.
Why did you choose to come to see us?
I was passing and I saw your auras or your lights or...
So you understand what that is?
Yeah.
Well, that's lovely.
They shine as bright they does because it's still light outside, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been meeting regularly for many years now.
No, I've just been told that. Yeah, that's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nice feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, nice. Very, very safe and cozy, isn't it?
I just want to go sleep.
I've got a young girl here. I don't know, I'm not sure on the age. But you know when somebody keeps gulping because they can't get air? Do any of you know who this would be?
Cheryl.
Cheryl? Right. Well, it's lovely to be able to see you and speak to you, Cheryl. Did you know Mum was here as well?
No, she ain't going to talk. I just know it's Cheryl. She'd come with me.
Oh, she's with you. That's good, isn't it?
She just... It's recognition.
Yes.
In spirit, she never shuts up. But she make up for lost time.
Yeah, she'll have a wonderful life. Did she used to bite the side of her lip, Jan?
Oh, all the time.
Tries to keep...
I'm talking for Jan.
Right.
Because I put Jan in the corner.
Right, okay. But yes, you know all did. About... You
I
know.
Do. Right. I do. All the time.
Well, I don't have very big lips, but I'll have none left if she doesn't leave me alone.
Oh, I tell her. Shut up, girl. Stop doing that, girl. You'd be nothing but laugh all the time.
Mm-hmm. I think the last time she came and visited us here, she was full of laughter, wasn't she?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't know that, but I bet she was, because if she's anything like she is here, oh dear, oh dear. She's got so many people with her all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She calls them clients.
Clients?
I think it must be people that she used to look after.
Yes.
There's so many of them.
And it surprised her, did it?
No.
To see so many people?
No.
She was used to it, probably. Mm.
No. Dogs. Dogs, got a lot of dogs.
Well, that's good. People and animals mix well.
She makes people laugh.
Well, if you're speaking for Jan, can we have what your name is?
My name's Frank.
Frank.
And in a past life, I was married to Gerald.
Oh.
Were you? You found out a lot then in a quick, short period of time.
She's always been a bit of a character, even when she was Mary. But as Gerald, well, honestly.
So you know a lot about her.
Oh, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. We didn't get on before, we don't get on now. Do we, girl? Oh, she's laughing again. laughing a bit off. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
What can you tell us about spirit that we may not know? Can you tell us? What do you do, Frank?
What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was a bit of a lazy sod when I was here. And I think I'm still lazy. Yes, she's laughing. She knows. I think I'm still a bit lazy because, do you know what? I just bimble along. I don't seem to do much at all.
That's a nice way to be.
I just do what I want. And I do a bit of puzzles and then I kick some all over the floor.
Oh.
And then I start another one. And then...
You were a bit of a handful then, Frank.
Oh, I was. I needed her. I needed somebody like her to keep me in hand.
Right,
oh,
okay.
She did know, didn't you, girl? Yeah, she did. She's laughing her head off. Because, you know, I don't know who this is. This ain't my Mary. This is somebody... completely different, although she is. If, you know, she, in my life, she was my wife.
That's right.
And now she's somebody completely different.
Nicer?
Oh, she's much prettier.
Mm.
Oh, she was an old dog. I tell you, she was. Mary was an old dog. I can't describe anything else but an old dog. Oh, she put your teeth back in. That's what she tells you. Put your teeth back in. No, I don't do much at all. What can I tell you about spirit? Well, it's like this. I think, personally, it's like a parallel universe. And there we all are, our consciousnesses. Is that the right word?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that'll do.
Yeah, we're just sort of knocking about. And you might recognise somebody, but you only recognise them because there's like this pull. They don't look like you think they're going to look, but you know them.
Right. It's a feeling, is it? A sense?
It's a feeling.
Mm.
Yeah. And you don't have to talk to anybody if you don't want to, but you've gone home. Do you know when people say to you, you've got... it's like going home.
Yes.
Well, it is. It's where you feel safe, loved. Love, I tell you, I never felt anything like it. I certainly didn't feel like this when I was at that Mary. I don't know what this young girl Cheryl's like, but she's a bit good, all right. She's a bit all right. She is. But Mary, she was a dog. She gave me a... Anyway, like I was saying...
Mind you, that was down here, wasn't it? Where everything's a bit rough around the edges down here, isn't it? Compared to up there. Because you're seeing Cheryl up there, aren't you?
I'm seeing this lovely girl, yeah. And I know she was my Mary, but... It's like Mary stepped one step back. Do you know what I mean? And then the next one will come forward, and then Cheryl will step back, and then the next one will come. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah.
Little waves.
I haven't been around for a long time. I thought, I just have a little bimble about and just come forward again, because that's what you do. You go back, you come forward, you go back, you have a look here, you have a look at there. Well, I knew I had to come here tonight, but the lights were very nice.
Yeah.
You've got great lights.
Well, you've taught us some things, and hopefully you've learned something. Well, you have. You've talked about how you sense people. You don't kind of recognise them in the way that you would recognise somebody down here.
Mm. No, because they look completely different. They're not like it when they was at home. That's, you know, I don't look the same as I did before.
No. Mm.
But as it's true what they say.
You can be anything you want.
Yeah. I can be young, I can be old, I can grow a beard, I can look like a right old tramp one day. And then the next day, I better smarten myself up. But it's not what you're really doing. It's all in your mind.
Yeah.
You can do anything in your mind.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard people say, well... When I get there, my husband or my wife's going to build a nice house for me. Well, that's a load of rubbish, because I never built a house. You just make one. You just make it. I mean, it's...
You imagine it, and it's there.
It can happen in your mind.
Yeah. If you want to see colours and smells and flowers, that's what you do. If you want to see nothing... And you believe you're not going to see anything, you won't.
And that's true of here too, isn't it?
Of course it is. It's called positivity.
Yeah, and just manifesting what you want.
Really. Yeah. Well, that's no different here. It's no different at all. There's those that believe that they are where they are, and there's those that don't. And those that don't believe, I'm sorry, you can't help them. And then people like you, then there's loads of groups around the world. Like you, you'd be surprised.
Mm.
I've never been to any. I just knew I had to come here with this here girl tonight.
Oh, so you were following Cheryl, weren't you, tonight? Mary.
Oh, my. No,
the Mary part of Cheryl.
It's Cheryl. She's a bit all right. And she makes me laugh. She's just so funny. Oh, she's telling me now to put my teeth back in. Well, I know you lost yours. Yes, well... We won't go into that, she says. It's embarrassing. Well, anyway, like I was saying, shut up. I'm talking. Shut up. You're not talking. She wants to interfere. Interrupt. I know I go on a bit. I'm so sorry. I haven't done this before, you know.
Have you not?
No, I've never been, you know. I just was sat here, like you do. Looking down on you, actually, if you really want to know. I'm above you.
Mm.
I know I'm using this person, but I'm above you. Looking down on you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I'm looking down on you. You know what I mean? Putting you under like this.
Mm-hmm.
But I am looking at you from above.
That's your perspective. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course it is. And we gives you privacy. We're not always around you.
Mm.
But sometimes you can feel when somebody needs that little bit of spirit, that little bit of comfort, And that's when you'll find us around. That's when you'll feel us around. And when you call our names, then we help. But if you don't call our name, we can't help you.
Well, lots of people believe in angels and lots of people don't.
Well, they are here.
What's your opinion?
Oh my God, when you see one, you know you've seen one. Mm-hmm. Oh lordy, lordy be. Yeah, they be real. They be real, my girl. They really are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And you know what? When we're feeling a bit down, it's the angels that we go to see. You don't have to go far before... They are there, they wrap their arms around you and they make you feel wonderful. Mm. And they do it with us in spirit and they do it with you too. Mm. We've all
so when you move on then, Frank,
yeah,
who will you be with? Mary?
Yeah.
Or have you got other ideas?
No. It will be Mary, because I've been with Mary anyway, haven't I?
That's true.
Mary went, and then Mary decided to come back, and then she was this young lady. But I'm still with the old girl.
Yeah, but at one point you'll want to move somewhere different, won't you? Where would you like to go?
Oh, I'm happy here.
You want to stay there a bit,
yeah,
do you?
You don't have to, you know. Yeah. We don't have
to. Oh, no, you don't have to, no. Mm.
If you're happy. I've never been one for adventures and seeing the world when I was here and things like that. I was a simple man. I love my garden. So did Mary. And I know I don't need to go on. I don't need to go and learn anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite happy as I am. I know it's all there.
But that's
you've
good.
Got to ask and want, but I don't want. Oh. Anyway, we got to go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's been lovely talking
really
to you,
nice
guys.
Thank you for listening to you and talk to you.
What's in their phones things? I know they're about. What how do they work then?
These phones?
Yeah, how do they work?
Oh, it's, I don't know exactly how they work, but it's, they pick up some kind of electronic signal and you can phone anybody if you've got their number.
Well, we can it's a bit like what we do, really, I suppose, but I don't need a number.
So we're linked up with Australia there.
Cause
my Lord. A lady listening in Australia, it's her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Australia!
Mm.
She's
going to
bed.
She's going to bed and she sounds a bit posh. Is she?
No.
No, not really. No.
She doesn't sound Australian. She does sound a bit posh. Oh, I'm sorry. I've taken up too much of your time, so...
No, none of us are posh here. We're all pretty kind of down to earth.
Well, as you can hear, I certainly am. And I've no time for them toffs.
So most of us are working class, aren't we? It's like
we're all working class.
We are. It's only the billionaires who aren't working class, really.
Yeah, we're all working class.
We're all working for them, really.
If you earn a wage, you're working class, anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. Don't matter. Some of us earn a pittance, and some of us earn more, but. We're all working class. And then when you get here, it don't matter.
That's it. Mm. We forget all that nonsense then, don't we?
Mm-hmm. I'm as rich as the next man. Right, I'm being told shut up. Okay. I'm going
to
go now.
Ta-da,
then.
Bye.
Bye.
See you, Australia.
Just you behave yourself, Frank.
Yeah. Ta-da, girl.
Yeah.
Okay. That made the energy sore.
Mm.